name is Lupe, an alcoholic. Good evening, everybody. I'm nervous, but it's normal. I don't plan nothing to tell tonight, so only I pray to God. I want to give my speech to God's hands tonight. I start to drink when I was 16 years old, every month, and then I drink every weekend. I had my daughter when I was 22 years old, and I quit to drink when I pregnant, but then I start to drink again, and I drink every weekend, then every day, and then every night, every day. And 5 years ago, I met AA member, George Carr. Yeah, and I think, how boring is this guy? How can have fun if he's not drinking, you know? And I say, it's too boring to live in like that. And then he introduced me a lot of AA members, and I say, how boring they are, you know? But they, you know, he's so sweet. He not tell me nothing about my problem. But thanks God, because he's a example to living the life, you know, like how we're living now. And I touch my bottle when my daughter get pregnant, and I made her to make abortions. I not feel good, and I start to drink more. Then I have DUI in the freeway, 163, I remember, and in September 5th, 2006. And the police take me to Las Colinas because I have a crystal on my pocket. And they take me to Las Colinas, and I get so afraid at night, and that I start to pray to God a year later, you know, to help me with alcohol, because I cannot do this by myself. So he put me DUI. And they take me to Las Colinas in that room, and they put me there like for 3 hours. And then I see kind of a lot of ladies drunk, you know, another lady in drugs. And I think by myself, what I do with my life? It's not nice. And I did that day, I made a decision to get my life in God's hands, because I cannot do this. So I had nice examples in my life in AA. One of them is Feliciano Alvarez. I appreciate it because he picked out me tonight to speak. And my English is not good. If you guys don't understand me, it's too bad. I had another example, Eric Kerr. And I had another guy, he teach me a lot in the meetings. I don't know if he's here tonight, but his name is Terry too. Because when he speak in my meeting, it's around the table in Kaiser. I get a lot for the guy. And John. I'm nervous. But, okay. I work my program. I read in the book when I was in Cabo last December. And I get a lot of the book. And I want to say how my life changed with the program, because I don't have another opportunity to be peaceful like I am now, and I celebrate every day with God because I like this shit. I like it, yeah, because before I cannot look the people eyes when I talking. I feel so guilty. Now I can look everybody and say, what the fuck do you want? My English is not good, I'm sorry. But I'm Mexican. No shit. Why are you laughing, George? So I work in my third step that night when I have the DUI. And then my first 3 days, I went to a meetings day and night, 3 or 4 a day, and I get the message, and I appreciate it. every night, every day I say thank you to God, because if I not be in AA program, maybe I die already, or me in jail. I'm so nervous, I'm sorry. But my life changed a lot because now I have good relationship with my daughter. I have a grandchild. She not tell me grandma, but she tell me mom, and I like it. And I enjoy life now, and I can see it. Now I have good friends. What more? What is there? No, no, I like to do this. You know why? Because I see Feliciano so nervous. But no, I'm okay. I start to pray to God before I get sober, because I knew I had problems with alcohol and drugs, and a lot of times I made a promise by myself. I say, I'm going to quit now. You know, my name is not Lupe if I'm not quick. Okay, and then I quit a couple hours and drinks again. And then when I drink, I run to find drugs, crystal. And my life was so miserable because I renting hotel in Tijuana, and I crying in the room for a lot of nights. I tried to find hell in the religion, you know, and I don't find God there. So when the night when I had the DUI, my sponsor told me, you got to go to a meetings, follow, you know, only be sober. And now I try to be a better person. I pray to God every day to be a better person. Even if my English is not good, I'm sorry. But I try to be a better person, and it's the more important for me. How many minutes? And when I made my first step, I can see a lot of mistakes, because all the time I say, because my mother, I drink it, because my father, leave me alone. I all the time I may feel the people guilty, but when I made my first step, I can see what's my decision all the time, you know, and I try to not be selfish and living my life good now, and not see all my mistakes in the other people's life. I can speak in Spanish. Okay. It's okay. Huh? I have life here too, but yes, you know, but I have 2 years and 3 months over now, and I can see my change. You know, I have new business. I sell second clothes in Cabo, and now God gave me the strongest to survivor, no afraid in life. I can be free now. Thanks God. And if Feliciano picked out me tonight, I made my speech for some reason. You know, maybe because I pray with God and I say, please God, make me make the program. Make me make the program. And I'm so nervous. Feliciano! Okay, when the police take me to Las Colinas, I see the ladies come to the room, one people too drunk, and I see Lupe there. Another lady comes, paranoid, walking like a zombie, and I see Lupe there. And then I say, what do I do with my life? It's not right. I have to do something. I start to pray to God. And then I get so embarrassed that night because the cops take me to another room, and I see a woman there, looks like a man, and she's like to me, take off your clothes. I say, what? You know, and I get so nervous. And they put me in uniform and take me to a section with another ladies. And then one lady say to me, hey, where are you from? You paisa or you sur, south, or you American? And I say, oh, me Mexican. Oh, she's paisa. Coming that way. And I walk into that size. And then they take me to eat that day, and I'm not hungry because I was so depressed. Now I don't have depression no more. Dang, guys, you put me so nervous. No. I'm talking about with my sponsor. What happened? I feel nervous. And he said, you know what, Lupe? Imagine it. Everybody's naked. And you guys have nice looking. Yours. Yeah?